This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops and mercenaries rained artillery on the last access routes to the besieged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut Friday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Video released by the head of Russia's Wagner private army shows his fighters inside Bakhmut, which has been blasted to ruins. Reuters verified the location of the video, but could not independently verify its date. In a separate video released on Friday, Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin said he was calling on President Volodymyr Zelensky to order the evacuation of Bakhmut to save the lives of Ukrainian soldiers, adding that the city was practically surrounded, with only one route out left open for Ukraine's troops.
At a news conference alongside the Latvian president, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says more weapons are needed to stop Russia.
To stop Russia, we need artillery. That's what we need. That's the number one issue. We also need both systems and ammunition and a lot of shells. We need all this, not in order to shoot at the territory of Russia, but to throw them out of our territory, which is fair.
The U.S. has announced a new $400 million military aid package for Ukraine that was, for the first time, includes armored vehicles that can launch bridges. These will allow troops to cross rivers or other gaps as Russian and Ukrainian forces remain entrenched on opposite sides of the Dnieper River. The armored vehicle launch bridge is a portable folding metal bridge that is carried on top of a tank body. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday, focused largely on the war in Ukraine. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq's judiciary issued arrest warrants Saturday for four former officials who are accused of facilitating the theft of $2.5 billion in public funds in one of the country's biggest ever corruption scandals. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The government's anti-corruption agency said in a statement on Saturday that an investigating judge in Baghdad has issued arrest warrants for four senior officials of the former government. An official who spoke to Reuters on condition of anonymity said the four men, who include a former finance minister and staff members of former Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi, are all living outside the country. The warrants do not name any of the officials. The country's current prime minister has vowed to crack down on corruption. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Evacuees from a fire that killed 17 people in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, say they had to run for their lives when the blaze broke out, most of them close to the Pertamina fuel storage station, which caught fire Friday after 8 p.m. local time. Two of the fatalities were children, while 50 people, including one child, were hurt. The head of a nearby evacuation center said the number of evacuees was rising. Stocks rallied in Friday trading, sending Wall Street to its best day in 6 weeks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
Easing yields in the bond market have taken some of the pressure off of stocks. The Dow gained 387 points, or 1.2%. The S&P 500 rose 1.6%, capping off its first winning week in about a month. And the NASDAQ gained back 2%. New data showed the economy's in better shape than some had thought. Growth for services industries last month was stronger than what economists had predicted. Analysts say this helps ease worries about an imminent recession, but it could also add pressure on inflation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nonstop gunshots have now terrorized locals in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, since Monday, when violence among criminal gangs disputing territory erupted. On Friday, Reuters video showed distressed civilians trying to flee the areas involved in the gang violence, including parents picking up their children from schools. Tom Sizemore, the Saving Private Ryan actor whose bright 1990s star burned out under the weight of his own domestic violence and drug convictions, has died at the age of 61. His manager said Sizemore died in a hospital in California Friday. He had suffered a brain aneurysm early February 18th at his Los Angeles home. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.